This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inna alhamdulillahi nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa sayyiati a'malina. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أوصيكم وإياي أولا بتقوى الله فقد فاز المتقون السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with His blessing make all of us a true believer. By becoming a true believer, Allah promised us you will have a successful ending. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. A true believer always try their level best to improve their communication with Allah by performing their salah in the best manner so that their salah will attain khushu'. الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. We believe that if we try our best, and we have been trying every night, to follow the way of the Messenger of Allah, Rabbul Alameen, because He is the only way to reach Allah. Without following His way, no one can reach Allah, Rabbul Alameen. And we have been learning how to perform the prayer like how the Prophet ﷺ have shown us. Ameen. Last night, we are not sure, like a semi-final. Today, we are very sure that will be our last qiyam together. Of course, you can qiyam by yourself with the family at home, but jama'ah, because Ramadan is going to start on Saturday? No, it's going to end on Friday, and it will be on Saturday. Every ending of Ramadan, there are two countries that will contact me to seek some advice. Is it tomorrow or after tomorrow? The country that have been contacting me from more than 20 years, Japan and Australia. Without fail, they will contact me. But there's a good effort that the Muslims are trying to stay connected and united. And it was a great blessing that I seen the elders in Australia getting together and make an announcement collectively that it is on Saturday. Alhamdulillah. That's how we should work together as one ummah. We go by zone, Southeast Asia and Pacific will be under one zone that should be the spirit. Middle East, another zone. Europe, another zone. It's working towards that. It's very important for Muslims to understand if you're living in a Muslim country, you don't declare by yourself. There is the responsibility of the authority. They will be responsible for that. There are times you can do something by yourself. There are times you can't. You just have to wait and have patience and follow the leader who is a Muslim. Brothers and sisters, last night I did mention about three levels of nafs. I start with one, but I forget to continue the second and the third. Because we are coming to the end, so it's important for me to end these three levels of nafs. The first nafs I mentioned, nafsul ammara bisu, the destructive nafs, destructive desire. They don't care. They don't care what Allah want them to do, what the Prophet want them to do. They just do what they want. That is a very destructive nafs. They are sure to destroy themselves here, and they are going to destroy themselves in the hereafter. The second level was recited by our Imam yesterday. The third one was recited today. The second one is Nafsul Lawwama. Better than the first one, because the nafs realize what they are doing is wrong. He have the awareness, the consciousness, wrong. And he will always remind, why do I say this? Why I have eaten that food that is haram? Why I have drink something that is haram? He have that awareness. Even he's doing it, but one thing is good, he admit and he realized that it is a mistake. But these both nafs have no good ending, because they keep on forgetting. They think that one day they'll change, but they never change. Because they keep on entertaining these nafs. But the nafsul lawwama is better than nafsul ammara bisu. Because the ammara was bisu, they don't care at all. Everything goes. Nothing is haram for them. As long as your intention is good, no problem. No. Talking about intention, we have been doing our distribution to the poor and the needy for 2 days, yesterday and today. We do one exercise, ask the poor and the needy, at least the 561. Ask them whether they remember the 5 pillars of Islam, 6 articles of faith. Alhamdulillah, some remember. Some are not sure. Some said they don't know, but they can recite Fatiha, alhamdulillah. But most of them fail to answer the one. Can you imagine? 561, they fail the one. That one, brother and sister, is what the shaitan scam was. Other than the other one, shaitan have no problem. And he said to Allah, I will turn everybody astray except one. Only one group, I cannot influence them. I cannot trick them, win them over. What is the one? That is the one that we have been reminding everybody. Ihsan, ikhlas, illa ibadika humul mukhlisin. I surrender. Shaitan said to Allah, I surrender. But this one is very, very important, brother and sister. You can be very rich. You can be very intelligent. You can memorize Quran. You can memorize Hadith. But if you are not sincere, whatever you do have no value to Allah. You can spend millions and millions of dollars to do all the good deeds, but that will not be rewarded and accepted by Allah just because you fail the one, the ikhlas. Because the day of judgment, the Prophet said, Allah will call upon a scholar, a mujahid will be summoned by Allah, who have engaged in many battlefields. But Allah is going to call them. Why? Why do you get into the warfare? They say, for your sake, O Allah, I have killed so many enemies. I know. But for who? You want people to call you as a warrior, a fighter. They have given you this in the dunya. You have gained the medal from them. Khalas. You are not sincere to me. You want to be a hero. People have worshipped you as their heroes. Khalas. Allah will command the angel, pull him to hell fire. The second group, the people have donated so much to build masjid, musalla, school, madrasa, tahfiz. You just name it, their name is there. Allah will ask, why do you do that? For your sake, O Allah, kazzabt. In front of Allah, you still want to lie. Allah said, you are a liar. You do that because you want people to know that you are a rich person. And people have been admiring you. People talk so good about you because that's what you want. Now, in front of me, Yawm al-Qiyamah, nothing from me. Go to hell. The third group, a scholar, people who are good in Quran, teaching people Quran, reciting the Quran every day, every night, khatam Quran, alhamdulillah. Why do you do that? For your sake, O Allah, Allah said, kazzabta. You do that because you want people to praise you. Great imam, great scholar, great qari. Alhamdulillah, people have been praising you in the dunya. People have given you medal, rewards. You have entered musabaqah, tilawat al-Quran, state level, national level, international level. You get everything. Now you go to hell. Can you imagine, brothers and sisters? Just because the one. And the imam recite the third one. Ya ayyat, ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutma'inna. O you who have attained nafsul mutma'inna. This is what we all want. That we will end this Ramadan with nafsul mutma'inna. A peaceful nafs. The nafs that have connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, contented with what Allah have ordained for us. A nafsa is always pleasing Allah. Anything Allah wants me to do, I will try my best. There is the nafs. I'm not going to entertain all the whispering of the shaitan or the whispering of the nafs, human. Or my own weaknesses, I keep on entertaining the bad feeling, the bad thoughts, the negative thoughts. Why must we entertain all the negative ones? When we know it don't give us any benefit, it makes our heart unrest, not peaceful. Having doubt, I have said last night or maybe tonight before, time for us to move, to find peace. Allahumma antas salam. You are peace. Wa minkas salam. From you, the real peace will come, not from people. When you attain nafsul mutma'inna, Allah will call this, Allah don't call nafsul ammara. Allah will not call nafsul lawwama. He called, ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutma'inna, irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiya. Come to me. Can you imagine when Allah called you to come to Him? He was so happy with you because you keep on pleasing Allah. You are contented with Allah. Anything you do for His sake, you will find extra energy. Then Allah will give you because you keep on pleasing Him. Like how the companion, they always please Allah. Look, even until today, we never met any one of them, but we talk highly about them. We always say, radiallahu anhum wa radu an. These are the people who Allah is pleased with because they keep on pleasing Allah until the day of judgment. Allahu Akbar. What did Allah say? Udkhulu. He said, irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiya. For what? Fatquli fi ibadi. Allah is calling this group of people, come and be among my righteous servant. Who know who is righteous? Allah. And now He's calling this nafsul mutmainnah, come and join them. Not with any other group. Join this group which Allah have chosen. May Allah choose all of us be among this group. Ameen. You will feel how beautiful the day of judgment if you are among this group. Why? Because only this group Allah said to us in this ayah and this surah, فَتْقُلِي ibadi وَدْقُلِي jannati, so that all of you enter my paradise. Paradise belongs to Allah. Now Ramadan is still on tomorrow. Ramadan will end. Only Qiyam end. Yeah. So at least give us some time to reorganize, revisit again, and prepare from our departure from Ramadan, when Eid will come. So don't forget, whoever never paid their fitrah yet, I will highly recommend all of you to do it the latest by tomorrow. Because situation is not like normal today. It takes 2 days for us to do something. To do something right. Even to do something just for the sake of doing, you can finish 1 hour. You just go to one area and just do what you have to do. Bye-bye. That one is very... But when you do something for the sake of Allah, in the right manner, with the right approach, it may take some time. You have to talk to the people. Remind them about 5, 6, 1. In the manner that they don't feel humiliated. Yeah. But sometimes we have experience. When we try to remind them, they ask us who you are. Do you know that? Who am I? Or they ask you back, do you know who am I? Wow. Very interesting. That. So when you have that kind of reaction, alhamdulillah, they're in good shape. Bye-bye. Assalamualaikum. You don't have to waste your time anymore. They even sometimes ask, do you have an identification? Where are you from? Sometimes we meet a lot of the weird people. Sometimes you think the poor people are humble. No, poor people can be very arrogant. But it's a good exercise. Yeah. Today, just to share, we found an elderly man was just on the bike. Suddenly, he's going to fall off the bike. Yeah. He's not stable anymore. Somebody managed to hold his bike and then help him. And it so happened we were there too. So we helped him to sit. And then we saw his leg swollen. Both legs is swollen. And anything can happen to him. We pushed him near to the fire brigade bomba area station. The bomba officer came. We hope they'll call the ambulance and so on. Then we put him on the chair. We try to do our best. Remind him, is he okay? I don't think he can ride anymore because if he fall, he may fall for good. Yeah. So when you pass over to the fire brigade officers, we think, inshallah, may Allah protect him. So there are many things that we have been doing, brothers and sisters. But what is important, we hope that none of you will miss your fitrah. And normally, we encourage people to give cash because if you don't give cash, there's so much food around. They can buy any food they like. For us to carry the bag of rice and distribute to them, sometimes we can carry. Yeah, it's another exercise, you know. Alhamdulillah, so they get some bicep and tricep. You know, but then we are worried the poor may not have their strength to carry. So, inshallah, in the future, we choose the best way to do things that make it easy for the poor and the needy. Brothers and sisters, like what I said, every beginning, they were sure to have an ending, but we just want to have Husnil Khatima, a good ending. A good ending doesn't mean that after this, bye-bye. No. The beginning of a good beginning again. New Year is coming in with new spirit that we want to stay together, united. We want to do things collectively, not my way, your way. We do it in the way of Allah. Allah always remind us, Udu'u ila sabili rabbika fi sabilillah, the way of Allah. Call people to the way of Allah, not your way or my way, no. So alhamdulillah, brothers and sisters, for those who have participated with all of us from the beginning of Al-Khadim's history, may Allah, like what the Imam in the Qunut, Allah to forgive the sin of every one of us. Our parent, our loved one, the elders who have been with us from day one until today, and the one that will be with us until we are no more here. And we hope we will be together in the hereafter. May Allah forgive the sin of the male and the female among us, the young and old. Sometimes there are young people who die before us. Children die before us. May Allah forgive them. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make all of us the righteous one. And make all of us have righteous offspring, so that we want our children, our grandchildren, to be among the salihin was salihat. And may Allah make us grateful people. Wa min al-shakirin wa shakirat. Wa min al-sabirin wa sabirat. Wa min al-qanitin wal-qanitat. people who are consistent in our struggle to bring back the community to the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Wa min al-zakirin wa al-zakirat wal khashi'in wal khashi'at. So that we are among the people who always remember what Allah wants us to do, not only in Ramadan, even outside of Ramadan, what Allah wants to do in our life. Inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alamin. Follow me to recite this again. Qul inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alamin. This is our renewal of our agreement with Allah. Say to yourself, all my prayer, sunnah or far, all my sacrifice, all what I do in this life, my eating, my drinking, my dressing, my working, and my dying is for Allah. Then all of us will have a good ending. Alhamdulillah. Once again, brother and sister, we wish all of you the best of the Ramadan until tomorrow, and the best of and it, inshallah, we start our prayer by 8 a.m. 8 a.m. we have our eat here. So whoever wants to join us, please make sure you are here before 8. Because we'll have to give you the last reminder how to perform 8. Yeah, but normally, we all are aware. First raka'at, 7 takbirat. Second raka'at, 5 takbirat. That's all. The rest, you just listen. Let the imam recite. But don't forget, by tomorrow night, don't allow any of your children to play what? Firework. Fire cannot work without us. We want to move our heart. And we want to remind everybody with takbir. Allah said, وَلِتُكْمِلُ الْعِدَّةَ وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهُ عَلَى مَا حَدَاكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. If you are thankful for Ramadan that Allah have given us to fast the whole month, then when the ending of Ramadan, the night until Eid prayer, you celebrate in the way Allah want you to celebrate. وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهُ عَلَى مَا حَدَاكُمْ تَكْبِيرُ. That's all. Yeah, don't sing. Yeah, takbir. Yeah. I know we love to sing. I love music too. Nobody hate music. The elders love sentimental one. The young hot, rocky one. Yeah. So that is common, but this is takbir. The Malaysian takbir, very interesting. Yeah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar wa lillahil hamd. Good. Yeah. Ada Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar wa lillahil hamd. Normal, but ours is different. We left the melody one. So, it's good. It can make your heart peace. You know, it's good. Yeah. As long as you know what you are saying, and teach your children to do that too. And hope that everybody, after the prayer, they will meet and visit the elders, especially their parents. Don't let the parents come to you. You go to them. Yeah, it's very wrong for you to let your parent to come to you. ask yourself, who are the elders, the parents that are still alive? You must look for them. So may Allah bless all of us, brothers and sisters, once again. Remember the reminder from our media. They said they need a group photo, so that if you forget one another, in Akhirah, there's a photo. Allah, Allah, see, this is no, alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. You don't know, Allah have his screen, bigger screen. You know, this screen is too small. The screen of Allah, Allahu Akbar, yeah, is great. And it's nice to welcome back to see all the good brothers, brother Kaja, and very elderly brother who have been with us for a long time. Yeah. And may Allah give us quality life and make us have peace wherever we go. And don't forget to pray for us, because after Eid, few days, we'll be making a trip for the peace conference in Qatar. Yeah, so may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for all of us. And we will end with any question from the sister? Any question from the sister? No question from the sister. Any question from the brother? Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. No question, alhamdulillah. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. Brother and sister, remember, there's a lot of photos in the future. Our signature, لا إله إلا الله, one Allah, one Ummah. With the non-Muslim, say to them, one Malaysia, or one family. Yeah, we are all children of Adam and Eve. That is our spirit. Make them get used to the one. Okay? Alhamdulillah. We have a group photos now. Yeah. Where should I sit? In between. Okay. I give salam first. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.